Good morning. This is Title Talk, the podcast real estate professionals put to work. Because of the sensitivity of this information, this podcast is being recorded on March 14th. So keep a pen ready and get ready to blast off because this is information you're going to need. Episode 21 is on the coronavirus, real estate, and the strategies every agent can use. This week's featured guest is Linda Alpe, a business development specialist and licensed title producer with Counselor's Title, with 30 years of experience in the real estate industry. My name is Anthony DeMeo, and I run Title Talk, and I'm so happy that you're here. Linda, welcome to Title Talk.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for the invitation.
This is great, and I'm so glad that you were able to make this and share some of the information that you just came up with and studied and are learning on the coronavirus. What's going on out there with the agents, and what are you hearing?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of fear out there, Anthony, and a lot of questions that no one seems to be answering. Yesterday, I went and I got my hair done, and I'm just taking notes, and I'm talking, and I start talking to my hairdresser, and she asked me what I'm doing. So I told her I'm preparing for this podcast, and she said, that's so ironic, because a friend of hers just took her house off the market because she was so afraid of having strangers in her house. So I told her about this podcast I'm going to be doing, and she said, oh, please, can you send it to me? Because that will maybe change the person's mind to put the house back on the market. So I think that if we are prepared, not think that we're prepared, we're actually prepared, we can help quash some of the fears and maybe not see a big dent in our business at this time. The one thing I know for a fact is that we're less, unless we're intentionally prepared, we're not only risking our business, but our health as well. We know that spring is when the market starts to get busy. I've heard from several agents that they're afraid that this pandemic is going to slow down their business tremendously, something none of us can afford.
Wow. So then, what are you recommending that we do?
Well, when Disney closes its parks and our national pastime baseball is delayed, if not canceled for the season, how could this not affect our market? We've all heard the standard recommendations and precautions. Obviously, stay home when you're sick, wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds, avoid touching your eyes and nose. We've all heard these standards. But what we need to do is make these work for us in our atmosphere. I mean, how can we socially distance ourselves when our business is bringing people together, not keeping them apart?
Right.
We need to discipline ourselves to be agents for all seasons, for all reasons. This is where an agent's representation and preparation come into play. This is a tremendous opportunity to show the Zillow followers why a real estate agent is a necessity. This is also an occasion to stand out from the crowd, to differentiate ourselves. Why would you want to list your house with me as opposed to somebody else?
Right.
Here are some ways that we can make it work. Get out your pens. Let's go. Now, at any point, you can stop the recording and you can take notes, but please feel free to reach out to me. My name is Linda. I'm available on my cell at all times at 908-770-5514. I actually have a packet that I have prepared with a couple of handouts. So when you go and you see your client, they'll know that you took the time to invest, to ask your prospective buyers or sellers the standard questions that everybody's asking. So
what are these tips that you have for us, Linda?
Okay. So first of all, what I would strongly recommend is that we put on a piece of paper those three questions that they ask, like at the airport and when you go to the hospital. And the reason I'm saying to put this in writing is because if you go to a listing and you prepare, or buyers are looking to buy a home and you want to make sure that they feel safe, you show them the packet of information that you collect, that you've asked these questions, that you pre-screened your clients, not just if they have cash on hand, not just if they have a pre-approval letter from a mortgage company. Those we've been doing all along. We need to do something different. And I feel that by doing certain things a little differently and giving some information, we can do that. So another suggestion that I have is that Everyone says use hand sanitizer. We can't find hand sanitizer, so what do? We make sure, as an agent, that when our clients are, we're showing homes, that the buyers and wash their hands, that you wash your hands in front of the sellers completely and thoroughly. And whatever they give you to dry the hands with, a paper towel, a napkin, hold on to that. And when you're opening the cabinets to see if there's enough room for your soup, or you're opening a closet to see how big the closet space is, they know your hands are clean and the paper towel that you had in your hand or whatever it is clean. And they'll see that you're being respectful, and it will, I feel, tremendously put them at ease.
Okay, great.
Another thing I would suggest is that when you have an open house, have a sign that states what precautions you are taking to keep everyone safe. I'd be happy to provide you with one of these. This sign should be posted on the front door as well as the area where any paperwork is displayed. Okay. If you have a smartphone, provide the option of having a buyer view the home through FaceTime. Walk through the home as if the buyer was in front of you. You know what features they're looking for before you even enter the home. Concentrate on those features. A lot of times people will look at things that they don't know they exactly want, but they're willing to compromise, or it's more than they want. I think now is the time we have to really focus in on what our clients' actual needs and wants are.
Great.
Now, even though this is standard procedure, this is more important than ever to make sure that your still photography provides in detail an accurate representation of the condition and the quality of the home. You all know, you've been on the MLS, you've seen these pictures that, I mean, you might drive by the house and say it's beautiful, but because they were taken by somebody's camera that didn't have the best aperture, the pictures didn't come out right. This is really important. I'd also suggest, which I have done, is sign up on the CDC and any website that you hear of in the state of New Jersey that's giving you advice. You can glean it. There might be something in there different that you can offer to help further protect your clients. So those are just some of the suggestions that I'm making. Again, I would be more than happy to speak with you, see what your concerns are, what your clients are asking of you, and come up with a preparedness packet.
Great, great. So, Linda, I appreciate your time. I know everybody's thinking about, you know, do I have all this information? And you definitely, this was a groundswell of information that you gave to everybody, and I'm not expecting anybody to really remember every single
detail. No.
It's in the details that sometimes the success, it comes. I'm really recommending that everybody contact you just to get this packet of information. It's a one sheet, and basically they can repurpose it for their clients if they want. And you can make it available and just show your clients, your buyers and sellers, that you're prepared on this thing. Now, let me just tell everybody Linda's phone number. Her mobile phone number is 908-770-5514. That's 908-770-5514. You can reach her there. Yeah, sure.
Good. I'm sorry. I just want to interject something. To the realtors that are out there thinking, well, I don't use counselor's title, or I don't use Linda, this isn't a time to differentiate, well, I use this company, I'm afraid to call her. Now it's a time when everybody as a country should come together. I'm more than willing to share this information with anyone. You don't have to be my client.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time. And I appreciate this being on Title Talk. We're trying to give information that's relevant for the business, and we want the real estate professionals to put this information to work. So my name is Anthony DiMeo. I am so glad you came by today and listened to this podcast, and keep us in mind and subscribe to us. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.